I'm Derek Odison. I'm from Barbados and I'm a member of the Joint Implementation Supervisory Committee. So you can have the direct and indirect benefits such as improving the quality of the environment and reducing environmental degradation. So it behoves host countries, even in the interest of their own population, to pursue these projects.
My name is Carola Borja and I'm from Ecuador. One benefit that comes to my mind very clearly is the innovation that host countries can promote and raise awareness in different players within industries on improved technologies that could be implemented that could also have environmental benefits in addition to climate benefits.
My name is Evrina Wojtychowicz. I'm representing Belarus here. Regarding the profits of the participation in the GI flexible mechanism, I would say that it's the possibility to use to implement in your country the best technologies, the great investments, and the huge cooperation among other parties you might have on a worldwide basis.
My name is Carlos Fuller, and I'm an alternate member of the JISC. A joint implementation project promotes the development and transfer of technologies. There are many cases where an advanced technology is occurring in a donor country, and this joint implementation will provide a perfect opportunity to transform that technology into one that can then be used into the host country of our GI project.
My name is Benoit Leguet. I'm a member of the Joint Implementation Supervisory Committee. Well, lots of benefits. If I could give one concrete example, I would talk about one alfalfa project that we have in France in the region of Champagne. The project is about switching to biomass, a plant that dehydrates alfalfa. And the main side benefit, the main co-benefit is, well, apart from the revenues which accrue from those emission reductions, which represent roughly 7 million euros over 5 years, the main side benefit is to structure the supply in biomass at the local level. That was beneficial for district heating facilities in the area.
My name is Piotr Dombrowicki, and I'm a JISC member from this year on. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is capacity building. I come from Poland, and even though we don't have Track 2 projects, we do have a bunch of Track 1 projects. And being on site visits and seeing how these projects function, you could see how the local communities, usually the projects are in rural areas, so you can see how the project activates the local communities, the capacity building, the training, and provides for workplaces for these people. So I think that's really important aspect of GI projects, apart from greenhouse gas emission reductions.